The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Music, movies, and more. Lowdown on Radio 2.
All right, so time now for three of your big showbiz stories.
Three.
And we'll start off with the guy we just heard from there with his brand new single, Forever Now. Neo is desperate to do a collaboration with Mr. Justin Timberlake. Now, JT is now back. He's got a brand new single out. It's called Suit and Tie. It's absolutely fantastic. And Neo wants to set up a collaboration with him. Apparently, he's always wanted to work with him and he's always admired him. That would sound good. Love that to happen.
Two.
Boyzone are reportedly close to confirming they're going back on tour. Yep. We could be hopefully seeing Boyzone on these shores in the UAE. Ronan Keating's given a massive hint during his solo show, at which bandmate Shane Lynch made an appearance. He suggested details of their 20th anniversary show could be released around Valentine's Day.
One.
And finally, Argo has won the top prize at the Screen Actors Guild Awards in Hollywood. The film about the Iran hostage crisis, which stars Ben Affleck, took the Best Cast Ensemble Award. It's a boost ahead of the Oscars next month, and he says the success is all down to the actors.
We had more than 150 actors. They spoke in English, they spoke in Farsi, and the one thing that they had in common was they came to work every single day, whether they had a line or a look to somebody, or two lines or 10 lines, or a bunch of stuff I couldn't understand in Farsi, and they wanted to kill it to make the movie better.
Love that film, it's so good.
The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Log on to boulevarddubai.com. Music, movies, and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.